Very good morning to you, my dear listener. Very good to you. Very good morning to you, Namibia. So, if you're just tuning in, this is Eagle FM, and welcome, welcome, welcome. So, it's a Wednesday morning, the 30th of July. So, some of you are actually right today. You're heading to the bank. Good luck. Good for you. So, 30th of July, the year is 2025. So my name is Mike Oshavelli, and this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what is really going on in business, economic, and politics. So every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers making the headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty, and always curious, asking the question that matter and give you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying and spark a meaningful conversation so you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So you're most welcome. Our time is about 36 minutes past the hour of 7. And let's get to our segment on this day in Africa. So what happened? Well, nothing really much in terms of historical event. Yes. So on the very this day in 2002, the Pretoria Accord was actually signed, and this was between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda as an attempt actually to end the Second Congo War. So this was a significant step in stabilizing the Great Lakes region. So on the very same day, the 30th of July, and this was last year, Cote d'Ivoire reported its first two non-fatal mpox cases. So this was amid a deadly outbreak in West and Central Africa. So today, so those are basically things. Today also, we, on the 30th of July, looking also at what is happening today in Africa. Today, the African Union is hosting the 13th higher-level dialogue on democracy, human rights, and governance today. And this is a modern event highlighting an ongoing commitment to democracy and governance across the continent. So today also, from today, the 30th to the 31st, 2025, the G20 Employment Working Group Ministerial Meeting is actually scheduled for today, July the 30th to the 31st, at the Fancourt Hotel in George, and that is Western Cape in South Africa, in South Africa, in Zanzi. Yeah, today also, while it's not specific to Africa, today is Friendship Day. It's a Friendship Day. You know, is this Friendship Day is actually celebrated on the 30th of July internationally, but you have other countries also. Some countries have a different date actually for their celebration, but it is Friendship Day, you know. And what are you going to do for your friend today? So do something for your friend today, whatever you have in mind. So it's a Friendship Day. And if you are my friend, well, give me a call while I'm still here. So I want to, while I'm still here, give me a call here and tell me, Mike, Mr. Oshavelli, you are my friend. Eh? Yeah. So I want to see how many friends I have through here, through Unpacking the Day. So please, if I'm your friend, do that today here. So it's a Friendship Day. So what are you going to do? About that. Maybe it's a time to tell somebody that, you know, I appreciate our friendship and or just thanks. I'm going to be your friend. So do something. All right. So, yeah. So that's what you have. Make sure that, you know, you do something for a friend today. It's a friendship day. All right. So on this friendship day, so what is the thought for the day today? On Wednesday, July the 30th, what is our thought for the day? It is the child that comes to fetch fire that gives away what is being cooked. You know, it is the child that comes to fetch the fire, to fetch fire that gives away what is being cooked. I think you can only understand the proverb from the African context. So you send a child, actually, the neighbor would send a child to go and fetch fire from the neighbors. So, and then when you send the child to go and fetch the fire, so you ask, you might ask, hey, what are you cooking? So because they come to fetch the fire, so you kind of like, what are you cooking? So that's in that context. You know, some of you might not really understand what actually the proverb says. It is the child that comes to fetch the fire, come to fetch fire that gives away what is being cooked. That's the context. Now, the proverb is a warning. It's a warning about how betrayal often comes from those close to us. Okay? So those whom we trust and confide in the most. So the proverb serves as a caution. So people closest to you and trusted with your personal and or sensitive matters are capable of betraying that trust. So it is a reminder now to balance intimacy with discernment. You know, be discernful. It's a call to be mindful of who we confide in, and also to recognize that betrayal often root deeper than actually one-time mistakes. So, yes, it is the child that comes to fetch fire that give away what is being cooked. That's our thought of the day. And, well, as I said, it's a warning about how betrayal often comes from those who are close to us. So be discernful in your decision and who you actually trust with your information, with your personal and sensitive matters. So I hope that will help you throughout the day when you're making choices and decisions, that you are more discernful. All right. So that's our thought for the day. It is the child that comes to fetch fire that gives away what is being cooked. All right. So our time is about 43 minutes past the hour of 7. And what do you expect? What to expect today in the show? So Namibia launched a 10-year financial strategy meant to address inequality and custom vulnerability. So we're going to look at that. So also, the most African nations remain dependent on commodities. So that's actually a UN report. We will also look at that. And around 9 o'clock, so we may have a guest. And stay tuned for that. That we're going to looking at the oil and, you know, we're going to speak to a special advisor. I'm just waiting for her confirmation as well. So if that happens around 9 o'clock, we're definitely going to have a special advisor in the ministry. In the presidency. So let's have finger crossed for that. And then if we have time, we're also going to look at the foreign aid to Africa. The foreign aid to Africa no longer viable. It's another. Something that we can look at as well. So as you can see, it's quite jam-packed, and make sure that you stay tuned. And also for you to participate, make sure that you actually participate as well on the program. So, welcome. If you're just joining us, this is Unpacking the Day. We'll be back after this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And definitely, if you have also, and if you want also to advertise your business, so, or you have an event or a function or a workshop or a conference, anything at all that you want to advertise or that you want to, you know, that you want also that real-time exposure via live streaming and broadcastings. So you can also contact Monica or contact our office at 083-288-400. So you can do that as well. And please do download the Eagle FM app, Eagle FM mobile app, if you want to continue being connected wherever you are and you want to continue to listen to Eagle FM. So there are those. And if you are aware now, you're listening us to the radio and you know that your friend in the area where they are now, they are not listening, you know, through the radio. Tell them to download the Eagle FM app. And also, if they are office and they have internet, listen to Eagle FM through the website. And as I always tell people, there are so much features on Eagle FM app. And it's not only for those who are not, you know, who are not listening to us from through the radio, but it's also for you because there are so many features on the Eagle FM app for you to just, you know, so much that you can go through, especially for those looking for jobs. Sometimes there's vacancies there, and make sure that you download it. Actually, it is something that you should have. All right. So, and also, please do follow us. Do follow Eagle FM. Do also follow the Villager on our social media platforms, on X, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, and Telegram, and WhatsApp. So do follow us and engage with us. We want to hear from you. So engage with us. Sometimes leave a comment or, you know, those likes and love signs. So do that. So we want to hear, especially we want to hear from you. Just leave a comment on much of those things that we're bringing you. So, and today is Monday. Today is not Monday. Where am I? Where is my mind? So today is Wednesday. And if you're looking for that latest business and economic news, get yourself a free copy. Get yourself a free copy of The Villager. So what you need to do is simply sending a WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144, and make sure that you save that number so that we can send you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Villager is normally published on those very days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Make sure that you get yourself a free copy of The Villager. So, good morning to you, and welcome to Eagle FM, and welcome to Unpacking the Day. So, now, all right, so yesterday we talked about money. Some part we talk about money, and today we're going to continue talking about money. Everybody loves money. So you love money. I do love money. I mean, money makes the world goes around. All right. So now, and everything that we're going to focus on today, it's really, you know, about money. Okay? So, all right. And not just money in your pocket. So we're not just going to focus on the money in your pocket, but the money in our country. Eh? The money in our country, our national wealth. Where does it go? That's the question. Where does our money, where does national wealth, money, the money, where does it go? Does it stay here to build our communities? That's the question that we're asking all the time. Or does it leave our shores? Now, this week, the major players in finance, the very major players in finance in the country, who are they? The Bank of Namibia, the Ministry of Finance, the NAMFISA. They launched a new 10-year plan. Okay? They are calling it the financial sector transformation strategy. So that is what it's called. So make sure that you get yourself a copy. So the financial sector transformation strategy. It's a mouthful. I know it's a mouthful, but it's what is inside. It's what is inside this plan, which is actually what matter. Don't worry about the mouthful title. So what is the official story? Okay, what is the official story? So the government say that this strategy is a national imperative. So it's something that we actually got to have. It is our roadmap to fix some of our biggest problem. And what are those problems? So the government say this is the roadmap. It's part of the NDP6. Well, you can always, anything comes, you know, it has to come. That's a strategy, and NDP6 is a strategy. And sometimes now you have to come up with now the activity that fulfill now the function that meet the objective that you have in your NDP6. And so as the government say, this is the roadmap to fix some of our biggest problems. And what are those problems? The massive gap between the rich and the poor, the inequality. So this strategy is that roadmap. The fact that so many young people can't get a simple bank account or a loan, for that matter. So, and the constant struggle of our youth facing, you know, the constant struggle our youth face, which is finding a job. So this is the roadmap. It's a very important document. It is a very important document. So that's why get hold of it wherever you can. I think it's a PDF document that you can be able to have and be able to read. So that's the plan. The plan is actually, it's a roadmap to fix some of these biggest problems. All right. So now, they have built this plan on 5 pillars. In Namibia, we love pillars. Eh? So we love the pillars. Now, actually, you know, I don't think of them as pillars. I actually think of them as 5 big promises. So for me, it's big promises, not pillars. So it's actually built, this plan is on 5 pillars. Myself, I call it 5 big promises. So what do they want? So they want to boost our economy. So that's one pillar. That's one promise. That's why I call it a promise. So they want to build our economy and boost our economy and bring in new technology. So that's another promise. protect us as customers, we as customer being protected, and then probably the work of NAMFISA. So protect us as customers and develop local skills. So develop local skills, and this is the big one. So the big one is that increase local Namibian ownership in the financial sector. Increase that local Namibian ownership in the financial sector. So those are the five, those are the pillars. Those are the promises. Those are the big promises. Remember those. Remember those. So when we bring you all this year, we want you really to know what is the roadmap, as it being said. This is the roadmap. And we should be able then to hold people accountable. We must be able to say, this is what you promise. And as we see, there has been a promise before. Has it been kept? We're going to see. Now, the Bank of Namibia's governor says they are positioning us to be a leader in African finance. I love when they say these things, you know, to be the hump, the African hump of whatever it is. So, and if you go to Zambia, they say the same thing. You go to Botswana, they say the same thing, you know. So to be the leader in African finance, okay? So that's what he said. So we are positioning us. So this is now, the strategy is positioning us to be the leader in African finance. So, and he pointed out to one very specific, very practical thing, okay? So that I'm really wanted to say, which is actually a thing that I'm really looking forward to, an instant payment system. An instant payment system coming in late 2026. So that's something we can look forward to. That is something I can say hallelujah to. So, an instant payment system. So what is it that? What is that actually? So, what is that? In plain English, this means sending money to your cousin in Katima or paying the kapana. So, it means that when you are sending your money now to whoever, wherever they are, whether they are in Katima, Kietmansuob, or paying just the kapana vendor right there, should become a fast and easy. It should become fast and easy, just as sending a WhatsApp message. So that's how it's going to be. That's what it means. That's how it's going to be as an instant payment, you know, system. You know how you, when you're sending a WhatsApp message, you're sending it, boom, the other person sees already. It doesn't take long to see the WhatsApp message. So that's, it's going to be like that. Instant payment system, it's going to be like that. You send the money right there, boom, the person sees that. Wherever they are, whether in Katima, in Opuo, in, you know, or just when you're going to eat your kapana, you just pay with the phone quickly. I think that's something I'm looking forward to. Really, really looking forward. I think that's something that revolutionizes the way we do business. So it's about bringing everyone, no matter where they are, into the digital economy. That's bringing everyone into the digital economy. And that is a great idea. I'm supporting that. So I'm definitely supporting that. So, yeah, that's what the governor said, that next year, late 2026, we definitely start to implement to have that specific, that practical thing, an instant payment system. All right, and NAMFISA, the financial watchdog, our financial watchdog. Also promised. That's why I said I called this a promised, big promises. So they promised to keep a close eye on the banks and insurance companies. And well, they haven't done a good job so far. So now that making sure they treat us, the customer fairly. That's what they said. That's what they promised, that, okay, we're now going to have our eye on the bank and insurance companies. They haven't done that. They haven't done that well, you know, because we haven't been treated well and fairly, really, by the banks and insurance companies. We haven't. So they haven't done really a good job, but they are promising. They're promising that this time they're making sure that the banks are treating us, they are treating us, the customers, fairly. Eh? Well, so far, so the big promises. So far, so good. So, a new plan, big promises, a focus on technology and the people. You see, the focus on technology. We need new technology in, like instant payment system, and also realizing that now, you are our customers. We need to treat you fairly. So far, so good. So, but here is where we, on Unpacking the Day, have to look a little bit deeper. So, yes, we take what you're telling us, but then we dig a little bit. We do our own investigation. We do our own digging a little bit. Okay? Or we do our own thinking. So, and this is where we're inviting you also to start thinking. Okay? Put on a thinking cap. That's what we do here. Okay? It's to put on a thinking cap and think. Now, so we have to ask. And when you hear all that, haven't we had some of this before? Haven't we? I guess we have. I can tell you that we have. We have. You see, this new strategy, it's here because the last one, which ran from 2021 to 2020, from 2011, not from 2021, from 2011 to 2021, didn't quite work. It didn't quite work. That's why now we come up with this one. We come up with the new one because the 2021 to 2022, to 2011 to 2021 didn't work. Didn't quite work. All right? So let's look at the number. So let's look at the number. The taste of the pudding is in the eating. So the old plan had target of Namibian ownership and control of our financial companies of 25%. That Namibian own and control our financial companies in the country. The target was about 25%. We only reach about 20%. There you are. We only reach about 20%. And it get worse. So the target for getting Namibia in two top management and control positions was 50%. So have more Namibian actually in top management and in control management. It was 50%. That was the target. Do you know where we landed? Just 30%. Just 30%. That's a huge miss. My dear people, it means the big decisions, what it means is that the big decisions are still actually being made by people who don't necessarily reflect the reality of the life in Namibia. Because they are the one in top. Imagine, you know, we still have actually 20% that actually making decisions decision for people actually they don't belong to. You understand? So the decision are still being made by the people who don't necessarily actually reflect the reality of life in Namibia. Now, well, there was also one bright spot in the report, a program to help small and local business. So become actually the program to help small and local business become suppliers to the big companies. Well, at least that actually has reached its target. It's smashed its target. So, and it shows that when there is a real commitment and focus, transformation is possible. So it shows that transformation is possible. When there's a focus, when there's commitment, transformation is possible. It's possible. Okay? But it also begs the question, why only in this one small area? Why? And that, my dear friend, and that, you know, today is a friendship day. So, and that, my dear friend, bring us to the heart of the matter. So the heart of the matter, the uncomfortable truth that another more critical analysis point out, all right? The real problem is not just about who has what job title. It's not just about who have what job title. It's about where the money flows. That's where I talked about at the beginning. Where does our money, where does our wealth goes? So where the money flows? Where does it flow? Okay? Now, think of our economy like, and this is very important, and I want you to know, now I want you to think very seriously. And I'm going to use an analogy really to indicate where we are. Where does our money go? All right? And I want you to be really, really, really serious about this as well. So think of our economy like a bucket. Okay? We all work hard to fill this bucket with water. Every one of us, we work hard to fill this bucket with water. But what if the bucket has holes? What if the bucket actually has holes? So, right now, our financial sector have some very, very big holes. And they have recognized that. These major financial players, they have recognized that. So, our financial sector has some very, very, very big holes. So the majority of our big banks, let's be serious and be honest. So the majority of our big banks and insurance companies are foreign owned. They are foreign owned, mainly from South Africa. And someone who was yesterday, a caller came through yesterday and said, look, we need to make actually NAMPOST, a Namibian bank, and support more NAMPOST than actually, you know. So someone talk about something like that yesterday. So now, what you have to understand, as I said, our financial sector has some very big holes. One thing is that the majority of our big banks, okay, even if they have the title FNB Namibia, I'm referring to this. These are the one FNB Namibia, Standard Bank Namibia, you know, what is that? You know, all this Namibia. They are not. You remember the percentage of actually transforming that in terms of that we actually failed to do that. So now. Every year, if that's the case, think about this. If that's the case, that the majority of our banks and insurance companies are foreign owned. Think of this, the Sanlam Namibia, the Metropolitan Namibia, the what, yeah? They are foreign owned. And these are mainly from South Africa. Now, every year, billion of Namibian dollar in profit, they don't get reinvested here. So they don't get actually invested here to build new houses or fund new businesses or create jobs. No, instead, That money is sent back to the headquarters. Where are the headquarters? Is in Joburg or Cape Town or Pretoria or Durban, wherever it is. All right? So, that money sent back there is not actually being reinvested here. And we have to think that seriously. So our wealth is leaking out. Our wealth is leaking out. Remember the bucket that I gave you as an analogy? Our wealth is leaking out. We are, as one commentator put it, so there is one commentator put it quite nicely, we are a financial colony. You remember when we used to be British colony or whatever. Now we are a financial colony. And I agree with that. It's if we are a financial colony, we create the value here, but it's harvested somewhere else. And that's the truth. That's the truth. So, now, and I want you to think that deeply. I want you really, really, really to think that deeply. So, while this new 10-year plan talks about localizations, we really have to ask. We really have to ask, is it radical enough? Is it radical enough? Is it just about putting Namibian face in a higher office? Sometimes that's the case. It just actually put a Namibian face in a higher office, or it's about fundamentally, and I'm saying that fundamentally, is it about fundamentally changing the business model? Is it fundamentally changing the business model? Is that the case? Are we radical enough? And we need to be. Well, tough questions. So tough questions aren't being asked loud enough. You know, they are not asked loud enough. So why is it still so difficult? Why is it still so difficult for a small business in Rundu, wherever it is, for a small business in Rundu, for a small business in Okalongo, or in Karasburg, or Vergenoeg, wherever it is. why is so difficult for a small business to get a loan from a bank? A bank that has operated here for decades, for years. Why is it so difficult? I'm asking you. Why is our own pension money, our retirement savings are being managed mostly by foreign companies? Investing more overseas than right here at home. Why? I'm asking. As I said, look, the transformation, the strategy, hopefully it really work, the 10-year. So these are the real questions that we need to ask. These are, you know, as I said, tough questions and being asked loudly enough. So real transformation, if we're already talking about real transformation means plugging those leaks. You know, those leaks, we need to plug them. You know, it means making rules that require big chunk of profit. The big chunk of profit made in Namibia stays in Namibia. And it's like that in every sector. Talk any sectors, mining sectors, you know, energy sectors, you know. Most of this huge chunk actually is extracted out of Namibia. So a real transformation is that we need to plug those leaks. We need to plug those leaks. It means making rules, making law, making policies that require that big chunk of profit made in Namibia must stay in Namibia. It means supporting our own, truly Namibian-owned banks, so they can grow and compete. Okay? So, like someone yesterday saying, let's make, like, I'm just giving an example of Nampost. Our bank Windhoek, is it 100% owned? Is it 100% Namibian? I doubt. Now, this doesn't mean we need to close our doors to the world. Right? That's not what it means. It doesn't mean we need to close our doors to the world. It's about economic self-determination. It's about economic. We need to be to practice apartheid. So we need to practice apartheid when it comes now to economic self-determinations. Okay? Namibia first. Okay? Or we need to practice what, you know, what America actually is doing. So, but let's use the word that we are familiar. We need to practice apartheid. So if it comes to economic, you know, self-determinations, let's practice apartheid. All right. So as we unpack the day here, so the bottom line, we have a new plan with good intentions. Yeah, so it has good intentions. But intention didn't get us there last time, you know. Intention didn't get us there last time. Remember yesterday we talked about what was that we're referring to? And the one thing that we said, we talk about priority and implementations. So we need to sort that out. As I said, this good new plan, the good intention, it has good intention. But intention didn't get us there. It didn't get us where we wanted to. I read to you what were the target. We didn't meet them. It didn't get us there last time. So we need to come. It's a strategy with good intention. But the big question for all of us is this. With this new 10-year strategy, finally fix the leaky bucket. And we talked about where it's leaking. Or will we be having this same conversation in 2035? Still financing everyone else, but ourselves. So, because that's what exactly we are doing. All right? So what do you think? So, tease that out for you, really to understand what that strategy is all about. But also, as I said, on Unpacking the Day, we go beyond and we go deeper looking at what are the implications of that strategy, of what we have launched. All right? So what is your take? What is your contribution? What are you thinking? And remember things that we talked about. Remember, as I said, you know, the bucket have a hold. And think of the things that we talked that I just mentioned here. The question that aren't being asked loud enough, as I said. So why is it still so difficult, for a small business, wherever they find themselves, to get a loan from a bank? Really? And the government has to come up with now some other alternative, now coming up with some funds where now SME can get actually, you know, funds and or being supported. This is what the bank should be able to do. And this has operated here for many, 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 many years. Our own pension money, our own retirement savings, they are being managed mostly by foreign companies. Eh? And their investment is not here. It's at their home. It's where their headquarters are. Eh? So what do you think about all this? So, strategy with good intention, but is that enough? Is that radical enough? The transformation, it has to be radical enough. There's a lot that need to be changed. So what is your take? 0833-66-091. You may come through. 0833-66-091. You're welcome to have your say, your perspective, your opinion, anything, your take, your contributions, you're welcome to come through. 0833-66, we're live. Inondangwa.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Yes, this is the I, this is Eagle FM, and you're just tuned in Unpacking the Day, where we go deeper, really, to bring you things that matter to you. Yes, this week, as I said earlier on, the major players in finance, this is the Bank of Namibia, the Ministry of Finance, the NAMFISA's, they launched a big, or unveiling, they unveil a big new 10-year financial plan, so which is called the Financial Sector Transformation Strategy, right? It's a strategy that's going to transform the financial sector. So, and we looked at that. So, if you're listening, so, and then the ministry or the government said this is a national imperative. You know, it's a roadmap. This is our roadmap now to fix. They said to fix some of our biggest challenge. Eh? So to fix some of our biggest problems. So, and we know those problems, you know, and in this context, it's looking at really that massive gap between actually the rich and poor. It's also looking at the fact that so many of many people can't get a simple bank account or a loan. So, and also the constant struggle that our young people are facing, which is actually finding a job. So that is now the transformation strategy that they think would address some of those. And it has some five pillars. It has some five pillars, which I call promises. Five big promises. So they want to boost the economy. That's one of them. They want to bring in new technologies, something that we welcome. And also they want to protect us as customers and develop local skills. Okay. So, and the very big one is local Namibian ownership in the financial sector. So yeah, things that you can look forward. So the governor promised that later next year, something, you know, it's coming, that an instant payment system. Let's hope that become materialized. So NAMFISA also promised that, you know, they will make sure that they keep close eye on the banks and insurance companies to treat us more fairly. So yeah. So far so good. And that's what the strategy plan is all, the transformation plan is all about. And as I said, we look at that, we went deep at risk that there was something similar. It didn't reach its target. So what were the gap and what is missing? So what are the things that we need to look at? So what is your take? What is your take about this? It's something that really, really, really important, I think. So what is your take of this? As I said, today we're talking about money. We're talking about moolah. So, all right. So you can come through. Our telephone number is 08333-66091. 08333-66091. And when we talk about this real transformation, give an analogy of a bucket. So, and this bucket, what if the bucket have a holes? And every time we try to, to put water in that bucket, there's a hole. So all what we need to do is really plug those leaks, okay? Making sure. And that require a really, really radical transformation because we have become so independent. Sometimes we tend to think that when we put the name Namibia on, when we put the name Namibia on, we tend to think then that make it so. Okay, so we have many South African companies that actually, and this is where that we haven't reached the target of transforming that management or ownership of institutions that are running our money. Okay, so and the profit that comes out, where does it go? It goes to their headquarters, and these are in South Africa, so in Cape Town or Johannesburg or wherever it is. So, and that's why I'm said. So, we need to really make sure that we transform our economic, and we practice. As I said, we practice economic self-determination, economic apartheid, if you want. All right. So, yeah. So that we revolutionize the situation where we find ourselves. All right. So, and a new plan with good intention, and the intention, as I said, from the last one, it didn't get us anywhere. So, we need to really fix those leaks in the bucket. So, what is your point? What is your contribution? I mean, what is your take? What is your take about that? So, as I said, this is your platform. You're most welcome to come through as well, and have your reaction on that as well. A very good morning to you. If you just joining us, so welcome.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
All right. So, okay, we're moving, and we are moving. So I hope you're riding with us. I hope you're on board. And I wanted to know, remember at the beginning, today is a friendship day. So as I said, if you are my friend, so call and tell me, are you a friend? Now, are you a friend of the program? So if you're a friend of the program, call and tell me, yes, I am the friend of a program. Okay, not necessary. You don't have to be really my friend. I have my friends. But I would love to be your friend. I would love to be your friend. So, yeah. But, yeah, call and say you are a friend of the program. All right? So that's what I'm expecting from you. Do that. 08333-66091. Today is a friendship day. So do that. So good morning, Namibia, and welcome to Unpacking the day right here on Eagle FM. So, have you ever looked around at, as I said, we're talking about money, looked around at Namibia's wealth, our diamond shining in the south and uranium in the Rongo region and the fish along our coast, our world-class beef, and wondered, when you look at Earth and wondered if all these natural treasures, why does it feel? Okay, maybe someone is a friend to the program. A very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Good, good.
Are you a friend?
Yeah, we are friends. That's what we call.
Yeah.
You see, by default, when we are born, we are all friends. The only thing that is not default is enmity. We start creating enmity when we start living.
Yeah.
But by nature, when you are born, you are a friend of everybody.
Yeah. You should actually, that's the only way you survive.
Yes. No, you cannot survive if you are an island.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Okay. Is it at the mic?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes you change your voice, huh?
Really?
Maybe you are doing IA. Yeah. Those are the mic. What you have unpacked today is the reality. The only thing we don't know is if, but I think the parliamentarians are listening when they come back. I think they are on this session.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so when they come back, I think they'll start debating these issues seriously.
Mm.
Let's have a Namibian parliament, not a parliament that is, it looks, outside it looks Namibian, but inside it's something else. We don't want those things. The same thing, you see, I was wondering some time back, when I've been driving around the country, drive to the various places. I think there should be a law also somehow. Sometimes it's not good to say the company bears the name, a local name.
Yeah.
But the actions of that company is totally far away from the locality of the name.
Yeah.
Even farms, many farms, you see farmers, they bear local names of those areas.
Yeah.
But that farmer does not even allow the local people to enter into his farm.
It's actually just a branch. It's just a branch, actually, of a South African company.
I not get that. What you said?
As I said, most of the time, these are just branches of South African company. If we say FNB Namibia, Standard Bank Namibia,
I think we should start charging something for the name.
Yeah.
So we get out something for our own name. Even if you steal our money, you do siphoning or money laundering. Yeah. At least we are getting something for the name you have used.
Yeah.
Because the name should just not be used because you want to. You know, is there something like somebody said one day, said, you see, you get what they call Grenco, this BP, Namibia, you get from it.
Yeah.
Then the war in Ukraine started. All of a sudden, you get from it. The same BP, which is BP Namibia, all of a sudden now it have got a country where it comes from. Because then they say, no, the bosses in Canada are saying this. But you are in Namibia. If a Russian plane must land here, you are in a sovereign country. Your rules must not confine to that country.
You know what I do? You just remind me of something that, this, okay. Not Edgar's.
Edgar's, yeah.
No, I have, you have an account maybe with Edgar's, and when something happened, maybe you haven't paid or whatever, they follow up something, they actually call you from South Africa.
Yes.
And I always made it absolutely difficult for them, because when someone called me from South Africa, I always tell them, why do you have someone actually calling me from South Africa with Edgar's in Namibia?
With Edgar's Namibia, yes.
So why can't people in Namibia call you
so they can be employed to do that job that person is in South Africa is doing?
Exactly.
So where are we creating jobs? Is it here or in South Africa?
Yeah. So that's the thing,
And sometimes I don't know how we manage to get it right, because I'm not so sure. Maybe The problem is maybe some of our leaders, not all, some.
Yeah.
You mark my please, people must not mark my language. I'm saying some. It's not all.
Yeah.
It's maybe some of our leaders have got shares in those things. And I think also the government must be also somewhere, somehow. Maybe they should make it. No minister or no office bearer, no parliamentarian must have shares in any of the entities that operates within the country.
Sometimes you might be right. I cannot deny that. But sometimes it's just incompetence, really just incompetence. And the other thing is also we feel it has been working. Why would we change it? So then we realize that it has implication later on for us as a country. You understand?
But remember also, you know, when you are growing up, they'll tell you all sorts of things because you don't know. And you follow.
Mm.
But the moment you start knowing that, no, you know, speeding when you are still young, it's a nice thing.
Yeah.
It's an ability. Any kid, youngster, will tell you, I was one. Mm. I was speeding.
Yeah.
But today, if you talk about speed, I'll tell you, I think again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't know what you're doing. The traffic officer should not tell you what that speed is wrong.
Yeah.
You yourself, you know, speed is wrong.
Yeah.
Is it? Mixing up food when you're still young, it's nice.
Yeah.
But as time goes, you know, you grow, you say, fates are not good.
Yeah.
Sugar is not good.
Yeah.
This, you see, you start cutting on those things, which you loved so much before because you didn't know the implication and the impact. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Mm.
Before, maybe we didn't know. Now we know.
Yeah.
Now, after we know, should we continue with what we know is wrong?
Yeah. We are in too deep.
we can't get out.
You are in too deep and you don't have alternatives. Sometimes that's the case.
No, the alternative is there. Yeah. We should start putting some small sand. Eh?
Yeah.
That when the sand goes in, we lift ourselves until we get out. And we are going to get out. So,
yeah.
What you are saying, it's true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know even the regulators, if they really regulate these things.
Mm.
Because the financial regulators of these banks, how do they regulate that the money should go to South Africa? To make matters worse, your medical aid.
Yeah.
Eh? The people who call you are from South Africa.
Your pension fund, it's being managed. Your saving funds are being managed by companies from South Africa.
From South Africa. And they are doing it for their own benefit. And you know the thing that pains most is the people who are put there as trustees to manage, to make sure things are for Namibia. They are also, I don't know whether their mindset or they have outsourced their brains or whatever, or their minds.
Yeah.
Maybe it's outsourced. I can guarantee that the mic, you want to put sense into this person. Look, this is Namibian. Let's do it our Namibian way.
Mm.
So for us to improve, that mic, you are talking to a tree.
Yeah.
That person is brainwashed to the core.
Yeah.
The washing machine is better. It will leave some debt. These guys' brains have been washed. He will never listen to you.
Yeah.
Is there something we say, look, pension money, what is the purpose and the primary objective of pension money? This is what we did not even define.
Mm.
Purpose and objective of pension money is to take care of you after retirement, is not so?
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Mike, why should you pay back the money that should help you when you retirement by building a retirement home?
Yeah.
Eh?
It's your money.
Not only your money. The purpose and objective is to prepare you so that when you retire, you don't struggle. So if you take something to build a retirement home can be built either in town or wherever, but the best retirement home is an unproclaimed area.
Mm.
Is it? Because you don't pay rent and taxes.
Yeah.
That property becomes yours. Is it?
Yeah.
And now they are telling you, if you build in first they even refused to build in a problem area. We started debating this issue. Now they have accepted. Now they say you should pay back. But if you are helping me to prepare, because it's my pension money, that you help me to prepare for my retirement.
Now, if I'm paying back my preparation, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Because when you give me that money to build in an unproclaimed area, it means I'm preparing in advance. Because $1 today is not the same $1 when I retire.
Mm.
So I'm preparing. Now, if I pay back, now you're putting again pressure on me.
Exactly. Yeah.
The purpose of the people they say, the purpose and primary objective of this money is to get your pension when you retire the same way it was supposed to be.
Mm.
Now, if I would have gotten that money the same way, to build the same house I would have built today, eh, with my pension money, it won't be the same. So why are we punishing people by preparing?
Yeah.
Yes. Because pension money must be used for preparation. And that's why me, I still advocate of people must, we should understand. Let's not put all of us, because you see, we have been classified from the European point of view that Africans cannot do anything for themselves. They have to be managed.
It's not only that we classified that, we demonstrate that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some of us, we have refused to be managed in that way. Mm. I say, I should prepare, because these proverbs, you find them in an African culture, in African language, for preparation.
Yeah.
You know, every African language, I think they have got something where they say, for prepare for tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's in their vernacular language, and they know what it means. You know, so let's not, because even the role we are following, it's not that when people get the money to invest, to go put in their home, then they have to pay back. There is someone who is benefiting, who wants to get that money, because this is, if the people withdraw money and they don't bring it back, his profit is going to go down.
Yeah.
Yes. If the administrators administer money in terms of, let's say, the more money you have to administer, that's the more you get out. Mm. So do you think they'll accept that people should get the money?
Yeah.
They'll lie to you. Say, no. If you do this, they think the fund cannot be sustainable. Let's find out. Let's also first remove all the obstacles of South Africa must keep our money.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming through.
All right.
Great. All right. So you can also come through and have your, we're talking about money and the strategy that has been unveiled that will be transformative according to our major financial, you know, muscles. There are people who have muscles in finance. Ministry of Finance, you know, Bank of Namibia and Amfisa. So they said this is the roadmap that would transform our financial sector. So, and as I said, here we go a little bit deeper. So, and we're moving. So you can come back. You can come through. You can come through on that. And we're looking at the African nations actually remain dependent on commodities. That's what we're looking at the moment. So, but I was giving you an idea, I was giving you a picture that, so where you can look at looking around of our Namibian's wealth. As I said, look around. Have you ever looked around at Namibia's wealth? You know, you think of diamond shining in the south, you think of our diamond in the south, Erongo, we think of uranium, we think of fishing, you know, fishing, and we think of our class, world-class beef. And as I said, you wondered what, with all this natural asset, with all these natural treasures, why does it feel like we are always struggling to get ahead? Eh? Why always? We kind of feel, and as maybe people in government or leaders, they don't feel that way. But we, as an ordinary persons, I feel we're always struggling to get ahead. So now, the big new report from the United Nations trading body, just put up a spotlight on that very question. They put a spotlight on that very question. And the findings are, well, they are very sobering. really sobering. And let's look at that. Let's unpack that. Now, the report is called The State of Commodity Dependency. Okay? That's from the UN. There is State of Commodity Dependency. It's a bit, as I always, it's a bit mouthful, but the idea is simple. The idea is very, very simple. It looks at how many countries rely on selling raw, unprocessed stuff. That's what it is all about. So looking at countries relying, the countries that rely on selling raw, unprocessed stuff like raw minerals, crude oil, agricultural products. So to make most of their money from export, that's what it's looking at. Excuse me. All right. And for Africa, the picture is not very, very clear. It's glaring. The picture is not, you know, something that what you now you really admire. So the report says 46 out of our 54 African nations are officially dependent on commodities. 46 out of 54. They are officially dependent on commodities, and that almost the entire continent. That's almost the entire continent. Think about it. Only a tiny handful of countries, really, like Mauritius, Morocco, those countries, have broken free from this circle. But 46 out of that. So out of 54 African countries. So that is actually, as I said, that's almost the entire continent. So then, what does dependent mean? Okay, let's first understand that. So the UN has a clear line. Okay, the line is that if more than 60% of the stuff you sell to the world is raw material, you are in the club. You are in the club. If more than 60% of the stuff you sell to the world that you export is raw material, then you are dependent. So you are in that club. Okay? So some countries are deep in it. Some countries are really, really deep in it. We are talking extreme dependence. A nation like Angola, for example, South Sudan, they rely on raw material for nearly 100% of their export income. Well, that's like think of this. It's like a farmer who only grows one crop. So if drought comes, or maybe the price of that one crop, let's say crashes, they are in serious trouble. Then they are in serious trouble. Okay?
Yes. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Osheveri.
Good morning, Uncle Bona. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
The morning is very, it's splendid.
Yeah, wonderful. That's great. That confession is very important.
Yeah.
So, that very transformation.
Mm.
And how did those people get it right? Because when it comes to our registration and regulation and all the things.
Yeah.
Even when you look at our justice framework, so it really supports many areas. And when you look at the rules, those regulations, you look at it and they are really good. So I'm not so sure. Maybe the pain of the injustice.
Yeah.
The injustice society that was created. I know we are still battering it out. So, and the efforts are there to make sure that there are no policies or acts that discriminate.
Yeah.
In terms of trading, partnership and things like that. That's why you have some people, of course, we need to protect our industry.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Those infant industries may need to be protected against unfair competition or imperfect competition. That's what they say in the economy. But then, but I think our rules, as far as business and the national trade and all these things are concerned, maybe we don't negotiate it well. I don't know. Maybe that's the part, because if you are to really do business, how did they transform it? Because you were talking about our rules and our laws and things like that. They are really, when I think we agreed last time that, yes, in terms of now inflation in the rural areas, access to funding, because that collateral security has been a problem, a challenge. And if they are saying that that can also be maneuvered, not using the legal system and things like that.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Every year, someone turns 18 years old. For all Namibian citizens who have just turned 18 years, now is your time to begin your voting journey. Just take the first and most important step to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters will take place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This voter registration process will allow you to vote in the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added...
Okay, Uncle Bonnet. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just go ahead.
So, what I was saying is that I think maybe there might be areas, really serious concern, where we know that our people are deliberately left out.
Yeah.
And maybe in terms of competing, I know that we cannot compete with most of this, those big companies. And if there are some unfairness in terms of having the access to funding, for example, like I was asking the issue of rural areas, where the challenge has been access to, maybe funding, because you do not have the collateral security and issues of that nature. So if he, and last time I think you said, yes, somebody was speaking, and a guest there said that is a thing of the past. Is that not so?
Yeah.
So now, if that is the thing of the past now, is it not for ourselves? Like you said, President Ramaphosa and the others are saying that we need to organize our internal arrangements. And then we now access to those things.
Yeah.
So I understand. So is that not perhaps the transformation that they are talking about?
Yeah, so but the transformation has to be the plans are there. That's one thing that we really talk about. The plans are there. The whole question is that can we see that now in reality? Can we have people now you know, making sure that these policies, these rules, which are actually good, and like the strategic planning that we're talking about now, they are talking about, they are really good, the good intention and all that. The whole question is priority and implementations.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sorry for cutting your story. Maybe you can still go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Just wrap up also. Yeah. Mm.
And I think that one, if that is the area, then these are the intentions and the things. Maybe we ourselves as children, we still have that independence theory syndrome kind of thing that you mentioned about.
Yeah.
Because you cannot tell me that, yes, if the police are there and those things, they need to be implemented. And we can, yesterday we were talking about the opportunity now that are there, deriving from the challenge that we have. So, and if we cannot implement those things now, as people, the masses ourselves, and we need maybe people to organize us again, don't we have leadership within our community, ourselves there, to now say, yes, if the funding is there and the pumps body can put up infrastructure or whatever that are there,
yeah.
So to alleviate unemployment, maybe help use. You can use this a simple example. This is public-private partnership.
Mm.
Why can't we do that? And we are still crying that the laws are not good, whatever.
No, we don't cry that the laws are not good. We in Namibia, we never cry that the laws are not. It's implementation.
Oh, I even heard you saying that, what do we do about the act? What did they about the law? Even the implementation of those programmings now, the things that are not there. If we are not implementing them, then we are still going to say yes.
Yeah.
The unemployment, the other issues. So the other day somebody was talking about, was interviewed talking about, this is fruits, Negoshwambo program.
Yeah.
Those areas there, that are there, when are we going to grab them?
Yeah.
If the funding is there. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming through.
Good.
All right. My telephone number 08-333-66-091, 08-333-66-091. All right, you can come through. We're talking about money and on different angles. Now, we were going through we're talking about the dependence on commodities, countries that are dependent on commodities, and we have some countries like Angola and Sudan who are rely on raw material for nearly 100% of their export income. So that's the crux of the issue that we're looking at, and this report warns now that this reliance make our economies incredibly vulnerable. It makes our economies incredibly vulnerable. Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking Today.
Bom dia, família. Muito tempo.
Bom dia. Como está?
É bom, obrigado. Muitos problemas.
Tudo bem, tudo bem. Muito bem.
Yeah, muito obrigado. Yeah.
Muito obrigado.
My brother, you mentioned even Angola. Luanda is burning up.
Yeah.
You mentioned Angola. Luanda is burning up.
It's burning up.
Yeah, there's a demonstration which are going on because of the fuel which have been increased.
Yeah.
And they just went to the street and looting all the shops. Destroying everything, even burning cars.
Yeah. So
it's very bad.
It's terrible. It's bad. And I don't know why we do that.
Maybe the lack of understanding, or maybe and sometimes also the communication not that transparent.
So you're looting these shops, and then tomorrow you have nowhere to go and buy.
Now you loot the shops. The shop is because you see the president. Now, if you come, what you will do now? You'll say, sorry.
The shop is closed, because you bankrupted. And now, then you have nowhere to go and buy food tomorrow,
Yes, you're just like...
Let's quickly have a commercial break, and then we can continue, okay?
All right.
All right, yeah, it's coming up.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
The International University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and schools. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Windhoek, Kurunkuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
All right, go ahead then. Yeah.
Yeah, my brother, I like the motivation or even the energy of our president, Meme Netumbo. When he went to this summit of the liberation struggle, liberation movement of the African country.
Yeah.
And he said, like, listen, we really did much, but we need to do more. Where are we lagging?
Yeah.
We really need to sit and communicate well. So I think about the communication is not there. So if somebody come to SWAPO, go to MPLA, go to ANC, he just go there with that motivation to say, I'm in the ATM machine to make myself a billionaire. You forget about the country, you know? And I was following you when you said, like, you have an issue with the Edgars.
Yeah.
and I was thinking about, I want to ask you a question to say, are we really ready to, for you, you can take this country up? Just think about, some things are there for good reason. Some, but we need space to grow and maybe implement in our education very well. Now, for example, if you study in Namibia as a doctor, and I study in South Africa as a doctor, who's having more energy?
Yeah.
South Africa, obvious. So why don't you invest in our education in the proper manner for us to take our country in our own hands? But if you give it now in our own hands,
yeah.
Think about the manager of the banks, the Mulungas, the Shaggy Shangalas, what will happen? So we're still far, but we are there, we'll come, but we really need to invest in our education. Just like now, if you fly from Namibia, you cannot go say to Zimbabwe, you must pass South Africa.
Yeah.
And there is one book, I don't know, if I get that book, I'll give you.
Yeah.
There is one book this guy is a Dr. Casagrande, but here we don't have that book. And I went to South Africa, I looked for that book, I just get a copy of that book, but not almost the same thing. And that book will open your mind.
Yeah.
You know, they will tell you why when these colonizers put South Africa like we like Namibia, we like the branch of South Africa. Through that.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're talking about in terms of the institution that we have here. Most of the institutions that we are South African institution. Banks are South African. We don't have majority of the banks that we have are South African, and that's what we're talking about. And the dividends that comes out of their operations, it's not invested in Namibia. It goes to their headquarters in South Africa.
Yes.
So, and that's what we're saying. This strategy is to change that. And hopefully we will see that. You just hope that, you know, you have leaders that can push those kind of things.
Yes. If we have leader who can push those kind of things, like, especially invest in education, not this separate, separatist or even tribalist education we have today because these kids are weird. No, no, no. We just said we should just have equal education in the country.
Yeah.
And for them, you can. But now, if I don't have, you know, we have your schools with names and so on, and this. You are killing the country, you know. You get old, you leave this country, and who gonna take over?
Yeah.
But I have one friend of mine. He asked me a difficult question.
Yeah.
I was also saying, no, why we don't have like our own jet, our own ethics in Namibia, and we need to go to South Africa. Everything in South Africa. Why?
Yeah.
But this guy is not a Namibian. He's from Germany. He's a white guy.
Yeah.
Old guy. He looked at me and he laughed. You know what he asked me?
Yeah.
He said, listen, in a dark room, you are a dog, I'm a cat.
Yeah.
A cat can see a mouse where it's dark.
Yeah.
So can you catch a mouse where it's dark? I said, no, I can't. that's the difference we have.
Yeah.
So you cannot see far. You get angry quickly. You need to study more. You need to open this system of education.
Yeah.
Not a separatist education. We need to open more and see how far can we go. Just right now, you find some politicians.
Mm.
They come to the party. They go like they fall in the ATM. So from there, they just want to be a billionaire and go somewhere else and take the country out, the money out of the country.
Yeah, it's this. You have to connect it with. In psychology, we have something called Maslow hierarchy of need. Okay.
Mm.
So what it means that if you haven't addressed the basic need, you cannot actually progress to other needs of justice, of whatever on that level. You understand?
Mm.
So it's the same thing when it comes to economic growth and development. So where we are is that we are at the basic need, and therefore all what we're finding now, all what we scramble for is to get something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not thinking of long term because we have issues that we need to address now. We have job unemployment, we have the poverty, we have what we're looking at. We're looking at something that we can, where do we grab something quickly to address this? So we're not thinking of long term now. But other people have gone, those who are gone further, they will come here and they are the one now. They make use of that opportunity. Where you need. So, okay. Mm. It's like when you are selling your car and you are in debt. So your car is value of let's say, for example, of 100,000.
Yeah.
But you need to pay off, you know, the person, and then person, well, I only have about 50. And then you decide, oh, okay, just give me 50, you know? So that's what we do on a larger scale in terms of the country, because we find ourselves where we find ourselves now.
But I think if we could have the visibility of Menetumbo now, where he will add, and the one will come, will take from there, I think we'll do better. But the problem now comes like some of we don't even value of tomorrow. We just think about today.
Yeah.
That's why you have money. If you have 1,000 today, you want to finish today, and you forget like the money is suitable tomorrow. Today is already over.
Yeah. No, we have the vision. We know where we want to be, but it's how. How do we get there? That's the challenge, you know? And what are the challenges? So, and if we can sort that out, definitely then, you know, we can get there. We know where we want to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Through maybe open communications, we should come, freedom of what? Freedom of whatever speech or something like that. So you open that system as well, not by certain other ones. So long I don't insult people, you just speak with what your country need to grow, to do, or to be tomorrow.
Yeah,
then you will go for that. But if you have that now, in communication, then you have there is something which are fishy going on there.
Yeah.
It's difficult for us to grow because we cannot speak freely.
Yeah.
And that will kill the country. And I like what Menetumbo say that on that thing to say, listen, guys, we did much better. We need to do more. We cannot be in the country where we have all of the minerals, but we still our people still living in shacks. No, no, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I was laughing, you know, I was reading these mines, 15 mines we have in Namibia, and the mine which we have 100% is all the salt mines.
So about 11%. I mean, 11 mines don't belong to us. you know?
And all of those 11 mines, my brother, is like, all of those mines, we get maybe 1.2%,
yeah.
5%.
Mm. Yeah.
I was just laughing. I'm writing, but I'm laughing. This guy, look at me, I'm crazy.
You see, those are the things. Those are the challenges that I said. We know where we want to go, but those are challenges. How do we deal with those challenges?
Yeah. We need to try to elevate our education very well. But my brother, don't forget my request for the airport, man. They must change that system there.
Yeah, no, I did bring some people here, you know. There was a discussion, I brought it here.
I was not around.
So no, I did brought someone here. So we talked about it. And the other thing also, and I actually did quite a number of things that you raised. The other thing is also the plan, the scheme, the loan thing, you know, GIBF, you know, which I also brought somebody here. So yeah. So you must always listen. So
when I'm a bit busy, but I just have a concern to say,
yeah.
Most of the country which are in Europe, European country which are so developed, they don't even count on their mines. They only think about the tourism sector, yeah. And the fish sector. All those tools are already enough to elevate your country. So why are we still behind when it comes to receive our guests in the airport? We have to stay for a longer day. But if you did that, I'm happy for that, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah, no, we did that. Yeah. All right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Okay, great. Thank you for coming through.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right. All right. You remember what I said? We can praise, but also let's also be critical enough. This is our country all together. Igor FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Welcome. How are you, my brother?
I'm fine, man. Yourself?
fine.
Yeah.
Mineral resources.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you abandon what is right, what is yours, what your expertise, your way of living, and borrow some other person's living and claim to be yours or to benefit from it, you might wait for 2,000 years. For you to achieve that.
Yeah, we get into the cycle, you understand? Yeah.
Yes. If I ask you this question, what is uranium in Oshuambo?
We don't even know it.
You see, that is the thing. We don't know it. It was introduced to us. It's ours, but someone came and introduced it to us.
Yeah.
Do we use it here? No. You can ask our ancestors.
We can use it here. It's okay now.
The question is, do we use it here?
In the modern world, we can use it here.
But do we know? If you ask all the Namibian citizens, they will not know. Do you understand? Most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are talking about copper. It's maybe okay. We see electricity.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I mean, if you ask me now to say, what does uranium look like? I have no idea. Yeah.
Even me, you understand? Even copper itself, who will just see electrical wires and so on and say, this is copper, that's it.
Yeah.
Diamond, maybe you can see it, but you said, okay, maybe we're using it or gold, maybe.
Yeah.
You see, what we should, look, before you come to that, you should establish yourself first. We are jumping or we have jumped ships. You see, to us, we even abandoned our traditional medicine, food, you see, and our traditional way of living. We abandoned the very, 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 let me say now, essential sector, which is agriculture. We're supposed to look, okay, let us look, leave these mineral resources, it's fine, we can and debate how many percentage do we have and so on.
Yeah.
Let us look at our own now, agriculture, which you cannot even educate anyone.
Yeah.
Maybe the Bonfries, maybe, you see? But if you go to the villages and everywhere, everyone know what is corn.
Yeah.
What is mahang? What is beans? They know what is pumpkin. Just you don't need to go to school or go and study. You know how it is been done.
Yeah,
those are the things which will never, even if you work there, you will never even be retrenched. Not at all. You see, but we have abandoned that.
Yeah.
If we could have just focused on that one first, to boost our agriculture as our GDP, you see, then we can take over, because what we will create, maybe, let me say, if I was a successful farmer, stock farming or crop farming or whatever, then by that we could have even produced maybe those who will have the know-how when it comes to mineral resources. They can buy mines because the money is there. If you go to Middle East, their source, what? It's oil.
It's oil, yeah.
You see, Because from there, that's what makes them powerful. To us also, we're supposed to focus on what we can.
Just hold on for a second. We have a commercial book there, and then we can continue. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia provides an opportunity for all eligible voters who did not register in the previous voter registration process. The supplementary registration of voters will take place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This will allow all eligible Namibian citizens to participate in the 2025 Regional Council and Local Authority elections. If you are an 18 years or older Namibian citizen without a valid voter's card, and if you are able to identify yourself, then don't miss this opportunity to register as a voter. Democracy thrives through participation. Get involved, step up, and register to vote.
All right, welcome to Unpacking Today. Okay, we can continue.
Yes, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Look at South Africa and Namibia. Let me talk about these two countries.
Yeah.
Namibia, the land, you see, is owned by, as we said, 10% of white farmers. You see?
Mm.
Do you think those people, or do you see them even begging around?
But when we have to be very, very precise sometimes. The arable land, not just the land. Yeah.
So yeah, because, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Before and right of after independence and now.
Mm.
Those people are, just, like, let me say the farmers, the white farmers. Let me say the white farmers.
Yeah.
Their backbone is agriculture.
Mm.
That's it. And they are powerful when it comes to that.
The Boer.
Yes,
the
Boer, the Sanji.
Yeah.
That is how they are. But to us, if what we could have done, we have fertile land, we have these our green schemes. You see, if we can focus, just pump money in agriculture. But if you can see the allocation of budget, the budget allocation, look at agriculture, what do they get? You see, we're supposed just to say, okay, let us focus on this first. Let us see. We're supposed to create more agricultural, let me say, institutions. You see, in crop farming, to see how we can bring those people on board. But if you can see, you will find most of them are mining engineers and so on. You see, medical doctors and so on. But let us focus. We're supposed also to give a portion to agriculture to see how are we going to deal with it. Because look, what we even receive mahangu from what is Malta or I think maybe from Egypt.
You
see, something which you can produce.
60% of our food comes from outside. 60%. Over 60%.
If look, even the soldiers, the inmates, the people in the, what they are consuming or what they are procuring is from outside. Why can't you just procure from your local? Everything is there, for God's sake.
Even you have actually military that have nothing to do.
Yes.
Who go to the base and just, you know, wait until they eat and, you know, absolutely have nothing to do.
When you try to be somebody, you will never be. You see?
Yeah.
You can dress like an angel. You will never be an angel. You can dress like whatever you want to be. You will never be. You see, just be as you are. The devil have accepted that he's a devil dealing with evil people, having his evil people somewhere there. You see? Putting his strategic plans and so on to say, join me, this is the policy and the regulations. You see?
You've been true to yourself.
Yes, but if you know that you are still not clean and come and join the church, you will not be comfortable.
Yeah.
You see? Not at all. You can pretend unless you have repented and all left everything, you are pure clean before you join this side.
Yeah.
But what we did is we just abandoned our own God-given talent. We are rich when it comes to culture. We are rich when it comes to food production. We are rich, but we abandoned that.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. I think when you abandon your own, you're in the limbo. You know, you neither that, and you have abandoned yours. You're neither that anymore. You're just in the limbo, and then that's where we find ourselves. You know,
look, when the South Africans or maybe Germans came to Namibia, colonized Namibia, they did not focus on mining and so. They just focused on ordinary land. You see?
Yeah,
they knew exactly that this is perennial. Mine can close and so. They just brought, there was only TCL, CDM that time, you see? Yeah, and Rossing maybe in 1970s, in the 70s, but they took land before that. And they are still, you see, consistent. They are still stagnant to that.
Mm-hmm.
They know. But to us, what we did, you see, we are even leaving our rural areas, migrating to urban area, you see? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to find yourself here that you cannot fit. You see now, and that the foreign investors are getting opportunities to say that, okay, these people, okay, these people. Let us try to deal with them. They will be our slaves until Jesus comes. Because we are not having our own to call our own. Because we're supposed to say, hey, you give me this one or I will go back to where I belong. You see? Look at that time, like Hereros. I'm not speaking even the Rambus and the Kalangos, those years. They were forced. That's where the first labor was there. Because they never say, I don't have anything to lose.
Mm.
You hire me or you go. Because that's why they use that system of forced labor.
Mm.
What
do you think then, where you have, let's for example, towns where we're talking about Ndangwa or Shakati or Mudiva, where they, you know, people now are pushed away from their field to actually develop a town, which actually, from what you're saying, is that that's actually food that you're taking away from these people.
Yes.
Yeah, because when you move them away from their field, they were not going to cultivate anymore. And definitely you still actually perpetuating, you know, in food insecurity.
You see, let me say the concept of willing buyer, willing seller.
Yeah.
Who does it benefit? The drug police. It's only the commercial farmers.
Yeah, the seller.
You see, to us, there is nothing like that. If they want to construct a road, they will tell that move or we move you.
Mm.
You see? Yeah. What is that? At least... Okay, it must be willing buyer, willing seller.
Yeah.
How many? We're supposed to have millionaires, not this behind, you see, car registration, private registration numbers, number plates. No. Yeah. We're supposed to have genuine millionaires. Some, not all of them, maybe. If you say, okay, push, but this even of your Mahangu field, let us count it now for 100 years. Okay, plus minus, we can give you half a million by those years, or 300,000. You see, you can just venture somewhere. You can go and start somewhere. We will give you a place where you can also start with your farming or whatever. People could have been millionaires as we speak.
Yeah.
Because they could have bought machinery, tractors, and so on. You see, to upgrade their farming. But you just come and push your people the way the colonial people did. And exactly. You just are claiming that, no, it's free.
Yeah.
You are free.
And you don't give them alternatives. Of course,
yes.
You don't give. Look, the thing is here, in the house, in a crawl house, as we call them, you know, you have about 10 or 11 people living in there. So once you push them, and they were in that field, you will have, you know, about 4 or 5 having their houses there as well. But once you push them and you have no alternative where they can go, and imagine you just give enough 300,000. How would that 300,000 actually be able to take?
300,000 is even way too much, my brother.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nothing, 20,000 or 5,000.
Mm.
Because you don't have any choice, because no one is helping. Even the traditional authority is G-clamped. You see? They don't have power.
You found these people living there where they have their houses. Now they are actually in Kampasu, in some in township.
let me say, all the ethnic, groups in Namibia, let me say, are having traditional leaders. We have 51 plus of them.
Yeah.
But our traditional leaders, I don't know whether they are also considered as leaders or custodians or just window curtains. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry for that, but I'm just saying. Because if they could have, look at the white people, they don't have a traditional leader.
Yeah.
They don't have even one. But look how they protect themselves when it comes to land.
Yeah.
Do you think you can just go to them? But they are protected by the law, which speaks that everyone is equal before the law. But how equal are we when it comes to law? You see, we are not.
Yeah.
Because those people made sure that, okay, what you have done is we take this land to us is willing buyer, willing seller. You cannot come and force me out of here.
Mm.
But do it to your people. I heard the Minister of Agriculture, you say that no, there will be no land for foreigners.
Yeah.
Foreigners will no more acquire land here. If I'm not mistaken.
Not really that they won't acquire, but they own the land in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
But they can lease, I think, the land. Yeah, so for a certain period of time, yeah.
Oh, but you see, which land are we talking about? You see? Are we talking about land in the rural areas or commercial? Because what they are doing now, if you go to Oshakati and Rundu, They are pushing those people. The foreigner can come and, you see, acquire land, build what is the shopping mall there. How will you move that person away from that?
But it's those are conditions they put in anyway. You want investment, yes. And they will tell you, no, I have to own the land where I'm doing my business.
So, yes, and they will tell you that I will also employ your brothers and sisters.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Yeah. The law, you know, is there, but, you know, there are other ways that it won't happen. You understand? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The thing what we should do, look, I don't know when the constitution was drafted. I don't know. You see, if we made a mistake by then, can't it be rectified?
Of course you can. I can change now, the constitution.
But I can see now, okay, now as we speak, the majority in parliament are graduates.
Yeah.
Who can think even beyond those, maybe those people, when they came from exile, okay, we might say maybe, okay, you see, those people spent 40, 30 years in exile, maybe, okay, they say, okay, let whatever comes, let us just do it first. Yeah. But the current now, leadership now, seriously, those are young blood and graduates.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah, well read.
Actually, we are in a modern world. There are things are changing that then it was different. You know,
So
we need to now to adapt to a new reality that we find ourselves, and our constitution must go with that. You know,
but you will see our constitution is just changing where it started dealing with the president and up. You see that?
Yeah.
It never talk about the reality of people. You see how they should live and so on. You see,
it should it's be a moving.
Also.
It
they must also zoom document. In that.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we cannot go on like this. When we talk about the health system, it's only one-handed, left-handed. What we have to do is, can we also not introduce some of our traditional herbs or medicine?
Yeah.
You see? The Chinese are doing it. The Indians save it. Why not us? Why not? Why not Africans? Can't we be the first country to do that? Just even to say, okay, those elders, while they are still alive.
In South Africa, they're recognized. The Sangomas are recognized.
Yes. Yeah. You see? Mm. Yeah. Then our graduates can also go and consult or maybe do research based on that one.
Yeah.
We can discover something and say, no, instead of us procuring somewhere, let us just put a label and so on. Let us start with this. No, something must be done seriously. It's not just to go there and speak fancy English and so forth or put makeup. We want people seriously who must deal with real issues.
Yeah,
not good English. Good English is fine. Chinese don't speak it.
Yeah.
Indians are not speaking it. Koreans and whatever, Japanese, but they are fine.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, okay.
No, thanks for coming through, man.
Sharp.
All right.
All right. So welcome. We still have about 3 minutes. If you want to just do that quickly, so you're most welcome. Our telephone number 08333-66091, 08333-66091. So if you just want to do that quickly, so you are most welcome to do that. So yeah, today we have been talking about money. First of all, we really focus on the strategy that has been unveiled by the major player in finance. So we looked at that more in details. The economic deal, where is that? Oh, I can't find it. So what is called? Yeah. So yeah, the strategy that has been launched to transform our financial sector. We looked at that and it's something that I think we really should be asking questions that need answers, that need seriously answers. So that we didn't go into. So that our focus was more on that. We unpacked that and also looking at the broader outlook of the impact of that to our economy. And also to to our day-to-day lives, and how does that impact our day-to-day life? Our time, it's about 29 minutes past the hour of 9, and let's thank for those who participate, who came through and have their participation and have their contribution to the program. As I said, this is your platform. This is where you need to come and really contribute. So we will see if tomorrow maybe we can have our special advisors that we're supposed to have today on the show around 9. And unfortunately, so I didn't get a confirmation from her. So hopefully we can do that tomorrow, and we're going to follow up to see if I can get that confirmation. So, all right. So that brings us to the end of our show this morning. And as I said, let's do that again tomorrow at the same time, from 7:30 to 9:30, and here on your favorite talk radio station. So let me leave you in the hands of Helmut. And as I said, you always put a smile on your face. And that's a comedy show, Mind the Gap, coming up with Helmut. For me, Marco Chauvelli, I see you tomorrow. Or I talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye for now.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional right. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.